Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have our Mouse Chatters Steve, Chris, and Bob. And I also have Brent and Dina from Super 78. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, so Brent and Dina, you are... you're here... not because of Super 78. You are here because you recently partnered to purchase the house that Walt and Roy Disney grew up in. They were born there.
Yep.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, we're really excited about it. There's so much history about this part of time in the Disney family history that wasn't told. You know, we all know kind of how the story progressed after Marceline, that when we started digging into information about, you know, the early years, the early years of Walt and, you know, the first 12 years of Roy's life that all happened at this house, for us, it was just like such a cool thing. And it was kind of a no-brainer that this thing had to be saved. It was kind of on its, I don't know where, what could have happened to it, but it's now on its way to being restored and saved.
How did you even know that Walt Disney's house was available? Because, you know, sometimes late at night I'm on eBay and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, look, there's a nice Mickey award. Maybe I'll buy that. And oh, look, there's Walt's house. I mean, how did you come across all of a sudden that Walt Disney's house was even around and available and knew that
yeah.
it was there?
I mean, it's kind of similar to what you were just saying. It was, you know, late night doing research on a project and, you know, literally came across it on Zillow after kind of tracking Walt's early days doing research for a project. And that's literally how we found it.
Timing is everything sometimes.
It was, you know, I'm still kind of asking that question of Brent because, you know, he came to me and he said, Dina, this might sound crazy, but did you know that Walt Disney was born in Chicago and he started like going into this whole thing? Because he knew probably, but I didn't. And that the house was not even, it wasn't even on the market. But you know, he said, I'm gonna give our friends a call out there in Chicago and see if, you know, the owners would be interested in selling. And they were. So it's still kind of strange, you know, to even think that we had that opportunity to do that. But it was, you know, it's really exciting that we did.
So it wasn't necessarily up for sale. It was simply you inquired and they responded.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. It had been up for sale, you know, years ago. And then the owners took it off the market. They were renting it. And it's still there. It was made into two rental units, but again, like Dina said, it was one of those things where we went there, we saw the property, we walked around it. You get this sense of history that, you know, all of a sudden you're, this is where Walt Disney was born, really, right in this room. He was born in this house, in this room. And you say to yourself, why isn't anyone doing anything about this? You know, this is now a kind of a 60s remodel that really hasn't been updated for 30 or 40 or 50 years. And it's just sitting here in this little residential neighborhood. And the opportunity in our eyes went, you know, this is a great opportunity to save this, to do something for the industry that we work in our careers and do something for all of the, you know, Walt Disney fans out there and really humanize Walt Disney as a person and as a child.
I think it's incredible that you're doing this.
So you purchased it on, or I guess you purchased it and then announced it on Walt Disney's birthday and had a big event out there for the city of Chicago. How did that all go?
Yeah, it went really well. I mean, we purchased it in the summer and then we interviewed a lot of different architects and we talked to a lot of people and we wanted to put together a really good team. And it was just interesting how the timing all worked out. You know, by the time we got everybody together and started looking at the property, it was almost, you know, it was the end of September. And then we thought, boy, Walt's birthday would be a great time to announce the project and kind of kick it off, so to speak. So that's kind of how the timing worked out with that.
Now, is the property a historic landmark?
It's actually not a historic landmark. There's some interesting backstory to that. The city had tried to make it a landmark for the city back in 1991, and the then owner of the property fought it. Didn't want this to be a landmark because then she would have to abide by certain restrictions that the city would then impose on her to make modifications. And it wasn't even as if she wanted to make any modifications. She just didn't like that idea, that concept. And she fought it and won. And unfortunately, the way that these landmark process goes, if you lose the landmark, if you take it to the Landmarks Committee and then they turn it down for whatever reason, then you have to have a massive change of circumstance to be able to go back and get it landmarked. So literally, you know, here we are, you know, decades later, and the same people that were fighting for it then are now fighting back on our side to get it landmarked. And that's why the alderman was out. Multiple aldermen were out. So they're kind of the city council in Chicago. And the local state senator was there. So everybody is very supportive in Chicago. They all love the idea that pretty much this would be, I think this is what the historian, the city historian said on the day. Walt Disney is the most famous person to ever been born in Chicago. So it's something they really want the rest of the world to know.
I mean, this sounds like a really big undertaking to restore this house to kind of its original, you know, not condition. I don't know if that's the right word, but original state, I guess.
Do you know what it used to be and what you're going to have to do to it?
Yeah, we have kind of a long-term plan. There's like the long-term plan and there's the short-term plan. So we're back in front of the Landmarks Committee. We just met with them while we were in Chicago. They have a plan for us to get the landmark status. And we have to meet certain historical criteria. So the first thing we did was just a few days ago, and you can see pictures of it online. We took the aluminum siding off the exterior of the home, off the front. So now you can see the original exterior of the home that Elias Disney actually put up there himself. Because what a lot of people don't know is that Elias Disney actually built this house himself for the family. And the wife, Flora Disney, was the designer. She was the actual architect of the home. So it was that you know, they were a couple, and she was pregnant at the time with Roy when they built it. So we have the exterior of the home that is now visible, and that is going to then go back to the Landmarks Committee so they can discuss the state of the house and what we need to do to get it back to the original condition so they can give us a landmark.
What kind of condition is it in now? I guess when you took the siding off and went inside, and are there people still, tenants still living in there, or original owners?
Yeah, we have two tenants there. So we have one in the upstairs and one downstairs. And the home itself has been changed a lot over the years. It was added on to sometime in the 30s and possibly again in the 60s. And so you know, right now it's about 1,700 square feet, and we're going to end up going back to the original state in 1901, which was smaller than that, and seven people lived in there.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. So it's going to ultimately be about 1,200 square feet. And there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, what's really cool is that the architect and the historian, and we've got a team of consultants and experts of Chicago history that are over there. They're very, very confident when we lift, because the original floors are still underneath. The original walls are there. All of the original roof is underneath the asphalt roof that was put on top. But what they're confident is they can tell us where the rooms were, the original room configuration, where the kids slept, where the kitchen was, where the mom cooked the meals, where, you know, they're going to be able to give us all of that information. So when we restore it, we're going to be able to give people who come and visit an accurate representation of exactly what life was like back in the Disney home at that time. And then we're going to use a lot of our magic that we've learned over the years in developing theme park attractions to bring it to life. So when you go visit the Walt Disney birthplace, you'll actually feel as if you're surrounded by the family that lived there through the use of sound and video and other state-of-the-art technology that we're going to incorporate into the experience. So that's the plan as of now.
Oh, that's very cool. So kind of a museum slash slight small attraction kind of tied together.
Yes. Yeah, very much like that. And then we're going to put a giant dark ride underneath.
Awesome.
a fire-breathing dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to pop out of the top, and it's going to be amazing. We are going to do a lot of work to create an extension of the house online, so people will be able to experience it online. We're posting a bunch of stuff tomorrow, which is December 19th. I'm not sure when this is going to go up, but by the time it does, I'm sure you'll be able to see some 360 video that we've produced, virtual tours around kind of the exterior of the home at its present state. And as we develop it more, we're working with the company Dome 3D to document the entire restoration process in 360-degree video. And we're also preparing the files for a device called the Oculus Rift, which provides a virtual reality experience for people. So they can actually download those files, put them into the Oculus Rift, and be able to walk around, virtually walk around the house. Wow. So that's pretty cool.
Now, what's the timeline that you guys have to go from, I guess, today to having people walk through the house or a grand opening day?
Well, our goal is to have a grand opening day on December 5th, 2014. That would be our dream, to make that happen. So so we're on track to do that right now. And but you never know what kind of, you know, in the restoration process, we're learning that, you know, there could be, there's more information that you find out and that could hold things up. And so we don't know, but we thought that that was a safe timeline to give.
Yeah. And it's going to be an ongoing development of the experience. So, you know, the phase one, maybe the house restored to give, you know, the guest an experience of what that house is. But we're definitely going to continue to develop the experience. And we've had a really great outpouring of support from other museums and people. Roy Disney gave us, the youngest Disney, Roy Patrick Disney gave us his support. We spoke with the Walt Disney Family Museum, and hopefully we'll be able to do work more with the family and with the museum to really develop this experience for Chicago, and a real different experience, something that's much different than what's already out there.
Yeah, I saw all your stuff on your Kickstarter page and on your Disney page, and it's just you just probably never sleep. I mean, there's amazing artwork, there's t-shirts with unbelievable designs, there's videos, there's photos, it's like on it. And we do a few little things here, like just making a pin or something and sending it out to China, and it takes forever, and you guys have all of that plus more. Like it looks like instantly.
You know, and unfortunately, I mean, because this is kind of what we do as a design company, so for us, it kind of looks it wasn't, you know, that rough to get it all put together, to get all that stuff put together. But, you know, in the world, I guess the exterior world, it actually does look like we've got so much stuff that it's almost a detriment to us, because it kind of looks so slick and put together that, you know, it's been like, well, you guys got it all, you know, taken care of. You don't need our support, but we really do. And we really want the community to be engaged in the process and take an active participation role in restoring this house and discovering everything that we discover and go on the journey with us. And, you know, that's why we started the Kickstarter, is to really have a platform of engagement of the community. And, you know, we've gotten a chunk of the way there, and we've got hundreds of backers, and there's seemingly a big chunk of money that's already been pledged. But to do the restoration as budgeted, we've got a long way to go. So we're really looking for support from the community.
And how do they find you online to get to the Kickstarter page
if they did want to support?
Well, we have a website at www.thewaltdisneybirthplace.org. And also, they could just go to Kickstarter and type in the Walt Disney Birthplace and do a search on that. And we also have follow us on Twitter as well for updates.
We have guys that are here and people that are working kind of all over, putting new blog posts up all the time. And like I said, like the 3D video is going to go up tomorrow. So there's just a lot of stuff. We're trying to build a community. And I think the great thing about Kickstarter, that it's already done. So, you know, the thing that it's done for us is really start build that foundation of a community around this, of people that support what we're doing and the effort that we're doing and kind of helping out and participating. So that's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Do you find that the support is more than you expected or perhaps less?
Actually, I am surprised that the Disney fan base wasn't as active on the Kickstarter. The amount of support and email support and all of that has been tremendous. We have, you know, a goal of reaching $500,000, and we have exactly 33 days to do it, and we have 19 days left. Our funding numbers, we were hoping to be further along than where we are right now, which we're at 11%, something like that today. With the amount of outreach to the community, you know, we were hoping for a lot more, but I'm still very, very hopeful that, you know, we're going to get there.
Yeah. And if you're a Disney fan, they have very cool things depending on what pledge level you're at. And you can pledge anywhere from $1 up to $10,000. And there's a zillions of little levels in between there. And then it's nice because you get little, like email updates from Kickstarter that says, you know, here's what we're doing today, and here's a new, there's like a little holiday thing I got today for a holiday card. If you want to pledge something for a family member or for a friend that had some amazing.
That was something that was requested a lot, because we do, as you mentioned, have so many different items on there, from pins to bricks to, you know, a piece of the actual cedar shake roof that Elias put on the home. So there was debris in the attic that we collected, because we're not throwing anything away. You know, we're keeping everything. So we thought, you know, well, you know, what are we going to do with this? Why not, you know, sink it into acrylic blocks and, you know, use it as a reward. So we've got those, and people were requesting that, you know, how do we give these away as gifts for the holidays? We'd really like to, give people gifts. And so we put a holiday card together with some amazing concept art that we did this summer that just so happened to be a Christmas scene, you know, of 1901. So it was perfect opportunity to create a card around it. And so, yeah, that went up today. So yeah, we are definitely going to keep this thing going and keep it very active.
Very cool. Yeah. And all of our backers, anyone from a dollar, you know, as low as a dollar, anyone who participates in that, we're going to, you become a part of the charter members, of the house and the restoration. And we will include your name in a leather bound book that we're going to keep in the house. So you can always have your name there and be a part of the home.
Very cool. Lisa's from Chicago, and I hate going.
Now you have a reason.
Now,
seriously, is it because of the weather?
It's awful. Yeah, and it's like I'm always there, and it's
we'll be there in February.
Oh, yay! So I'll be there in February, and then this is how I find out, and it's going to be like 11 degrees. But now I have a reason because I'm like, we got to go find that house. We got to take a picture of the house.
11 degrees? That seems warm.
It's awful. It's so cold
for February.
I know. We're in Atlanta, and I moved from Florida, and this is as far north as I really want to ever go.
Baby.
Well, as a native Southern California girl who just went to Chicago in December, it was 17. I had never experienced that before, so that was fun.
You're going to be waiting in the queue line outside. You're going to have to give people hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we can do some Elias and Flora hot chocolate. There you special go. Brew. Well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of information and history about this part of their lives that we're going to be posting in the coming days. So as long as you stay on Twitter or go check back in on the website, you're going to see all kinds of new information and data that keeps coming in from people. But you mentioned something earlier before the podcast that a relative of yours might have lived on the same street or did live on the same street.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we have on our page is called Share Your Story, and it's for exactly this reason. So we're looking for anybody out there that listens to you guys to offer your experiences or potentially photographs or any story that you have that is connected to the home in this period of the Disney family to get on the website and, you know, give us your information so we can get in contact with you so we can, you know, help, you know, fill in the picture that we're trying to fill in.
All right. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to have to give Dad a call.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I think I'm going to wrap up the show right here. I'd like to thank Brent and Dina for joining us. Thank you so much. And if someone's interested in supporting your cause, can you remind us where they can go to do that?
Yeah, that's at the WaltDisneyBirthplace.org.
Fantastic. And hopefully people will be very generous in supporting this. And if you like our Mouse Chat shows, you can go to mousechat.net or to iTunes. You can download them there. And if you have questions or comments for us, write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.